Hello and welcome to another episode of Lights, Camera, Baby, where we explore all things parenthood, from the exciting to the challenging and everything in between. I'm your host, Progeny Paffer, and today we're diving into the transformative journey of movement during pregnancy and after birth. Joining us is a truly inspiring guest, Tara Williams, the founder of Yoga Mama. Tara is a certified yoga instructor, prenatal and postnatal fitness expert, and a passionate advocate for empowering moms through mindful movement. She's here to share her wisdom, practical tips, and the science behind staying active during pregnancy and regaining strength post-birth. So whether you're a mom-to-be, a new mom, or simply someone supporting a loved one on their motherhood journey, this episode is packed with insights to keep your mind and body in harmony. So grab your water bottle, settle in, and let's get started. So Tara, welcome to another episode of Lights, Camera, Baby. Thank you again for offering your expertise on the show. We really love having you here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me again.
Only a pleasure. Well, today we're talking about movement, right? Movement during pregnancy and when mom has baby. I mean, there's so much to know. What can we do? What can't we do? So let's just talk about, I mean, I know you're so passionate about this, and why?
So it's very important to move. I think if you, even as a general woman, man, you know, you want to move and it makes you feel better. It just gives you that rush of hormones and you're in a better mood. And why not have that in pregnancy, right? So besides the hormonal, like really great feeling you feel after you have any type of movement or any type of exercise, it also helps in pregnancy and in birth. It helps with preparation for birth, and irrespective of whether you have a vaginal birth or a C-section, movement is amazing. It really helps you with aches and pains in your pregnancy, because can we also like realize that pains and aches in pregnancy is not a normal thing,
yes,
that you should just live with, but that knowing that there's solutions to it, and movement is a big part of that.
So there's lots of benefits during pregnancy, right? I know, I mean, in terms of there's physical benefits, there's emotional benefits, and obviously there's benefits for when you go into labor as well. Let's talk through that journey.
So during pregnancy, we know that there's a high anxiety level of, is everything okay? You know, there's many things to be anxious about, there's many things to stress about. So when we look at things like movement and things like prenatal yoga, prenatal movement, fitness, that brings you a little bit of mindfulness into your pregnancy. So just a moment where you can sit, focus on yourself, focus on your baby, focus on your breathing. You know, we hardly breathe well enough as women.
<That's>
you know, we breathe so fast, and I think sometimes at many points in your day you stop breathing because you're so anxious and you're holding it in.
Right.
So it's bringing you back to your breath. It's bringing you back to your body, making you more present in your body. So that's our number one for pregnancy, is lowering your levels of anxiety, just so that you feel like, okay, I've got this. You know, I can face the world again. Then, of course, we have your body's transition of pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
You start out with your pre-pregnancy body, right? Whether
right,
it may
yes.
be your sexy pre-pregnancy
so
body
active,
that you're
at the
yes,
gym every day,
absolutely.
Doing yoga every day, and then you fall pregnant and think, oh, I can't move now. I have to
exactly.
be still for the next 9 months.
Yes. So now your body's transitioning, and there's different parts of your body that's now growing that wasn't there before. So different muscles are being pulled and maneuvered, and if those muscles are not strengthened, it causes pains and aches. There's nerve endings that your baby is now pressing onto, which, you know, makes you walk like a duck and gives you, you know, pain going down your legs. So in this transition in pregnancy, and really from the beginning of pregnancy, it starts. So having safe movement in pregnancy is important for you to manage the transition as you go through pregnancy. And then, of course, when you get to your birth, if you have done sufficient like processing in your pregnancy and sufficient movement, your birth will be a lot easier.
As well. Now, I mean, and I'm sure it also helps from an emotional level as well, right? Because I think pregnancy brings on lots of different hormones and they're fluctuating at different times. Absolutely. Can it help you there?
Yes, absolutely. So it's that mindfulness that we spoke about, yes, where it just brings you back and it brings you into your body. You know, trauma and really anxiety as well really takes you out of your body. And you don't realize sometimes where you have aches and pains, mm-hmm, or, you know, where something feels uncomfortable. And I often in my classes have women that say, they come in and we do a little check-in and I'm like, how are you feeling? You know, do you have any problems, aches and pains? Yeah. No, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong. And then through the class, because they've come back emotionally, you know, to their, yes, bodies, and they're present now. Now they're feeling, oh my God, I didn't feel I'm so tight. I didn't feel my back feels like that. I didn't feel I've got this pain and that pain. So very important to come back to your body and be present, and you then can move from there.
Yes. Now, I mean, for all our moms and dads that are listening now, I mean, when we talk about movement, we're talking about physical exercise. And obviously, when we talk about breath, right? And I mean, not many people realize, because we breathe automatically and it is an automatic thing, but we don't realize how when we exercising, our breathing is different, which causes a different sense of relaxation and different benefits, right? Am, yes, I right?
Absolutely. So when you're breathing and looking at the aspects like slowing down your exercise, mm-hmm, right? So really focusing on your breath. So you'd see that you wouldn't want your heart rate to rise up as high, which happens quicker in pregnancy,
yes,
right? So through correct breathing, you can still do your exercise, but you're breathing better, which means that your heart rate doesn't really shoot up so high, so which is a benefit, right? Absolutely. And you don't feel so out of breath. So sometimes people think that only in the third trimester will they be out of breath, but other people could experience it from the first trimester. Again, it's a transition of your body. So if you weren't breathing deeply, you know, you're not giving your body enough oxygen and sufficient oxygen. So breathing is important. And yes, we do it. We take it for granted, right?
Yes.
But like I say, you don't breathe fully and you don't breathe deeply and you don't breathe completely,
yes,
which starts to become the problem.
Now, when we talk about pregnancy, I know we all are different. We have different body shapes, body types, you know, different health issues or not. And they come from a different level of fitness before baby, right? But what type of exercises and movements are safe during pregnancy? What would you recommend?
So your pregnancy yoga, or what I like to call pregnancy movement, right? Pregnancy specific yoga.
Yes, and as a yoga mama, Tara is our yoga mama, and so she is passionate about yoga, which is great. And yes, I think you've seen the benefits of it, of course.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, I want to debunk the myth that it's the general yoga you see. That's why I say, oh, I would even like to call it pregnancy specific movement or perinatal movement or something, you know, because, yes, like really you don't do all the things in yoga, but it's a name people recognize, right, in terms, right, of stretching.
Yes.
So basically stretching and strengthening is important, and that can be done safely through all trimesters. You can also do things like swimming. You know, swimming is a great tool,
of course,
to use,
yes,
and it just makes you feel lighter.
Less impact, not much, yes, impact, right? And
absolutely.
And baby loves the water. I remember being pregnant and lying in a bath and watching how much of movement,
yes,
was happening. Yes. It was fascinating. Whereas, you know, you could be out of the bath, but as soon as I got into water, I could see the arms and legs, and just it was so fascinating. Yes. So babies love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So water, you know, I've got a lot of women that ask me, is running safe? And I like to say, follow your body. Mm. Follow what your body is saying. Your body is speaking to you through the aches and pains that you feel. Some women can continue running literally until the baby comes out.
Wow.
They just adjust their distances.
Of
they
course.
Adjust their speeds, but they can do it comfortably.
Right.
You know, there's women that can do actual gym exercises quite a lot, you know, and up until the end, and they're perfectly fine. I just wouldn't focus as much on abdominal strengthening. Yes. Because when you strengthen your abdomen too much, you can actually make the baby's position not adequate. So we look at optimal positioning, and getting baby into optimal positioning is to create space in your body for the baby.
Right.
So yes, physiologically, your tummy is going to grow, right? And
yes,
it's going to push out.
Yes.
But getting baby into the perfect position, even for birth, and the perfect position, which is the down, you know, head facing down position, also has different benefits in terms of other reflexes, in terms of suckling, in terms of different aspects of the baby. So having your baby in that position is also not just for vaginal birth. It's baby's natural way to come out like that.
So the exercise is not just good for mom's physical and mental wellness and helps with the delivery, but it actually helps baby as well.
Absolutely.
Fascinating. I never knew that.
Absolutely, yeah. So the baby then gets to be in a better position. The baby gets to be able to move a little bit better because you're creating space in your body. We look at our postures.
Right.
And most of us sit like this, hunchback,
yes,
you know,
yes,
because we sit at desks and yes, that's how we sit. And we are not meant as women to sit and to be seated in seated positions all day long. So having that ability to get up, to just shake your hips side to side, to move yourself will give you so much relief and make your baby feel better as
now,
well.
What are some of the misconceptions about exercise during pregnancy that you've come across?
That it's not safe, you know.
Of course.
Always, you know, is it safe to do this? Is it safe to? And you'll see even in the way women move.
Yes.
Maybe when they come to a first class, they move differently, very cautiously, because they're worried, you know.
Yes.
So your baby, your placenta is attached, your baby's in your belly, and most likely it will stay there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So you do more movement when you're walking, when you're doing household chores, you know, when you're going around doing your shopping.
That's true.
Then you're actually going to do in a prenatal movement class. So literally what you're going to do is in a class where you're actually guided by an instructor, you're going to do movements that are specifically made to ease your aches and pains.
Okay.
So you don't have to live in discomfort. And that's often the number one misconception, is that pregnancy is hard. We're always going to feel bad in pregnancy.
Just suck it up and deal with it.
Exactly.
But
you
there's
know,
help.
There is help, and it's accessible.
Yes.
You know?
So many ways to alleviate the pain. Because, yes, your body is changing. You know, your bones are moving. Your hips are shifting. There's so much growth happening. Different growth hormones, right? I mean, I'm just thinking about it. Okay, if there's a mom listening now who hasn't exercised at all and now is pregnant and heard that pregnancy, exercise during pregnancy is the best thing, how should she approach this?
So 100%, I would approach it by actually going and seeking a class or seeking an instructor that can assist you to work out something for you and to go at the pace that you're comfortable with.
Yes.
So even if there's this concept of I can do it on YouTube,
yes,
right? I don't need to pay for it because it's on YouTube. But YouTube is not specific to your individual needs.
Yes.
So you may wake up one day and you've got more back pain in the lower back.
Uh-huh.
Then you wake up the next day, you have more back pain in your upper back.
Right.
Or you have leg cramps, or you have swelling. When you have a specific instructor, they can deal with those things and giving you specific movements to help with that. So not just watching one video. And like you said, every woman's body is different and every woman has different pregnancy complications maybe. So if you have hypertension, there's things that you can't do.
Of course.
Because of the hypertension.
But
so we don't.
Having an instructor that understands that.
Exactly.
Will help, right?
Yes. So that's why looking for someone who is trained in pregnancy exercise, pregnancy yoga, pregnancy Pilates, you know. So having those people who are experts in the field to be able to guide you through that. I mean, if you're low risk and you really don't have much complications and you feel completely comfortable doing it on YouTube, I always say something is better than nothing. But if you can afford it, and if in terms of not only money, but in terms of time, you know, and in terms of the availability of getting to a class or doing it online, you know, there's many options these days. Make yourself available to do that. Even if you do once a week with an instructor, mm-hmm. and you can then take those little nuggets and you can take it through your week. When you're feeling a bit of backache, you know, having a movement that you do, it resolves that backache and you can sleep better.
Yes. And I suppose, you know, it's as simple as saying, it doesn't mean I can, you know, do it all, but I could do something as simple as walking.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But don't stop moving.
Exactly.
Unless doctors obviously said, you need bed rest. I suppose that's different.
Yes. So bed rest would also come in with why are you on bed rest? You know, for what reason are you on bed rest?
Right.
And based on that, only a specialist in the field would be able to tell you if movement is really going to impact that. Or what sorts of movement can you do? Because often you have people that's on bed rest but are told to walk.
Ah.
So, you know, the walking, the yoga could actually have less impact than the walking, but you need to know what the history is. So is it that you have a cerclage, you know, that a cerclage is when they've just stitched your cervix a little bit so that you don't miscarry, to reduce your chances of miscarrying the baby. So if you have that and you're on bed rest for that, what can you do? Mm-hmm. You know, what can you still, what mindfulness can you still incorporate even if you're not able to do those things? If you've been cleared for walking, you literally can do gentle pregnancy movement.
Interesting. Okay, so that's during pregnancy. Now let's to move to babies now born. You've had a wonderful birth because you've been active, you've kept moving. So after birth, when can we start moving again? When can we start exercising? When can we start doing what we've done before?
So I would give your body time. Mm-hmm. So again, listening to our bodies are very important. In your first 2 weeks, it's really the time that you're learning your baby. You're coming out of the birth phase. You're coming out of the fog. I don't really think that the first 2 weeks is ever a time when you're going to think about what exercise should I do? You know, how am I going to get there?
Yeah. So except those mums that met their goals every week and their, you know, their exercise goals. I'm sure it might be difficult. But yes, it's important for everybody to pause at some point.
Yes. So just giving yourself, you know, I always recommend, and it may be contrary to what other people recommend. I've heard people say you could literally be doing some movement on day 3, you know, which is great if you can, but give yourself time. So ease into it. So if you could ease into the first 2 weeks, after the first 2 weeks, looking at maybe starting something gentle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting some gentle things, shoulder rolls even, you know, breastfeeding and your back, you know, sitting positions and, you know, you're constantly being upright, could really give your back some ache, you know.
Now, so can this exercise help with that postpartum recovery? Will it help us recover, our bodies spring back sooner?
Absolutely. So I also want to, as to maybe think about it as your new body,
that's
you know,
true.
You're generally not going to get to the point where you were pre-pregnancy, but you're going to be different, right? So your new body. So then integrating your new body and just starting to feel yourself again and feel the movements again. So anywhere between 4 and 6 weeks is a great way to actually start now doing an actual class again, whether it be like a mom and baby yoga, walking with your baby, again going back to your swimming. But it is important to also understand that what happens in pregnancy is by 36 weeks, every woman, 100% of women, have what we call diastasis recti,
mm-hmm.
which means that the abdomen has now parted. So it was like this, your abs,
right.
and your belly grew. And by 36 weeks, every woman, they have parted abs.
At some point.
Yes. 80% will pull back normally without much intervention, but your 20% will be needing a little bit of help. So looking at your body postpartum and just feeling how you're feeling, what are the differences that you feel? Do you feel in, you know, your pelvic region, how does it feel? Do you have consistent constipation?
Right.
Do you have endless, like, lower back pain? When you resume intimacy, is intimacy painful? Those could all be indicators of pelvic floor issues. So the pelvic floor is a big, big, big part of pregnancy fitness and postpartum fitness. So all these little things that we're telling you to do, so like the yoga, the perinatal exercise, the swimming, the walking, it all directly correlates to the health of your pelvic floor. And it's not to make the pelvic floor stronger, mm-hmm. but it's to tone the pelvic floor so that it can relax and it can be strong. It can relax and it can be strong.
So much to consider. I'm learning as I go. I mean, I wish I knew this when I was pregnant because, you know, you like I said, there's so many myths and misconceptions about what you can and what you can't do. Mm-hmm. But just the benefits from a physical and a mental perspective and your recovery perspective, because your body's going through so much. It has profound benefits.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk about how do we stay consistent, right, throughout all of this? I mean, we all know, generally speaking, we all have bouts of, you know, where we great for a month or 3 months and then we dip. Mm-hmm. How do we try to find a routine that works for busy mums?
I think finding little gaps is the best you can do. You know, your kids will get sick. Your kids will need something. It's an up and down situation where it's not necessarily going to look like it looked pre-pregnancy,
yes.
where you could say, I'm coming to class at 5:30 every day and I'll be there, you know.
Exactly.
Whereas now you've got little ones to worry about and bath time and this and that. So actually one of my colleagues who works with me and teaches my yoga classes as well, she's made little bite-sized recordings of things you can do literally while you're playing with your baby.
Wonderful.
So yeah, it's amazing. So there's literally laying on the floor playing with your baby, you can do something.
Absolutely.
You know, walking, washing the dishes, you could do something. So just finding that little moments where you can actually just do a little bit of movement. And then I think it's important to try and schedule it. So if you do have the privilege, really, of having a mom or a granny or a nanny to help you, just saying to yourself, I'm scheduling in like 1 hour where I'm going out.
Yes.
Or an out can even mean the garden.
That's true. That
it doesn't
so true.
Need to be a gym, you know. It doesn't yes. need to be a fancy place. But taking your laptop, going out, and just doing something for yourself will make the world of a difference.
That is so true because, yes, incorporate. I like both of that. I mean, incorporating it into what we do, you know, whilst I'm making a cup of tea, you know, I could do some movement whilst I'm waiting for the kettle to boil, right?
Exactly.
You know, whilst baby's hand on tummy time, I could be on the floor with baby doing something. Like, I like that. But at the same time, also putting it in your diary, scheduling your hour, and that might move for whatever reasons. We know that mom's schedules change, but just having it there
absolutely
is important because it means you're making time for yourself and for your body.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, like you're saying, there's lots of groups and classes and things like that you can go to. But what on a parting note, what advice would you give for moms so that they don't get overwhelmed and you know, they know where to start. It's a journey. And there's so much change that's happening in their body during pregnancy, after baby's born. What other advice would you give for them? And where can they reach out? To whom? Where do they find you? Tell us.
So I would say you could even start with something as simple as just the body assessment. Right?
Okay.
So come through, you know, my Yoga Mama details will be on your
yes.
site and it can be done online or in person. Do a body assessment, do an assessment of where you are And then just try get someone to guide you. There are amazing pelvic floor physiotherapists as well that you can see for a one single session. They can give you tools. They can make an assessment of where you're at and where you would like to be and where's your optimal of where you'd want to be. That's and amazing. They can guide you.
That's amazing. So, because sometimes moms don't know where to start. And I think that's a great starting point.
Yes. And I'm very, you know, passionate about women going to specialists who are in that field. Yes. So we can't all be specialists at everything, right? And as much as it seems that you could, or that, you know, if you're a doctor, you know everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's not the level of expertise, you know?
That's true.
So that make sure that you go to the correct people for the help that you need. So, for example, I, as a perinatal yoga specialist, would not really say if you have serious pelvic floor issues that I can spot, I won't say to you that I'm going to fix it. I'm going to send you to a pelvic floor physiotherapist who's going to be able to assist you with those specific treatments that need to be done. So I think just having an open mind as to who is going to help me. Yes. And knowing that there are different people in the team, we all work as a team together, and it works really well if all of us are on the same page, you know. So finding your person, you know, who's going to help you and guide you is number one. And then also just be gentle with yourself, you know, be gentle with how you want this to look, be gentle with, you know, your concept of how postpartum looks.
That's
because
true.
Postpartum doesn't look the same for all of us. And often we look at social media and we look at the people with the flat bellies that are posting the flat belly like 3 or 4 weeks post-birth. And sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't lose the belly until you do something about it.
That's
you know?
True. That is
so,
true.
You know, adjusting your expectations in terms of what do you expect? How do you expect to look like post-birth? For some reason, with my first birth, before being in this industry, he's 9 now. Yes. And very interestingly enough, when I gave birth to him, after about 2 hours, the midwife went with me into the shower and I looked down at my belly and I was like, what on earth happened to me?
Oh, shame.
I don't know what I expected. I thought it was going to go back and everything was going to look the same.
As soon as he came out.
And as soon as he came, I was like, I still look pregnant. Like, so most of the time, you're still going to look about 6 months pregnant, you know, if not bigger. And it's not going to go down instantly. And it's not going to be, you know, you're not going to walk out and be able to run your 10 kilometers in however many minutes you used to run it pre-pregnancy, the minute your baby's gone out. So I think it takes a lot of adjusting of expectations.
And be patient with yourselves, right?
Absolutely.
Moms need to be patient. Yeah. Your body's been through so much. But Tara, thank you so much. I loved this discussion. It is one of my passionate things, movement. I love movement. I think it just does so much for us mentally and physically, and it affects so many aspects of our lives. And I just love that you're there to help all our pregnant moms. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Tara, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing such invaluable insights. Movement is such a powerful tool for mums at every stage, and your passion and expertise are truly inspiring. And to all our listeners, remember that every small step counts. Whether it's a gentle stretch in the morning or a moment of mindfulness with your baby, if you're looking to start or enhance your movement journey, be sure to check out Yoga Mama and all the amazing resources Tara has to offer. And thank you for tuning in to Lights, Camera, Baby. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave us a review. Until next time, take care, stay active, and keep shining.